There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
the dead have been awakened. Shall I sleep? The world is at war with tyrants. Shall I crouch? The harvest is ripe. And shall I pause to reap? I slumber not. The thorn in my coach. Each day a trumpet soundeth in mine ear, its echo in my heart. Lord Byron, June 19, 1823. Even the dead have awakened. Is it the time for me to sleep? Those souls who are spiritually asleep have risen from their slumber. Should I sleep? The harvest is ready. Should I pause to reap? After living as a celebrated poet and also a scandalous life in Europe, Lord Byron ultimately decides to join the Greek War of Independence. and the poetry is written just before that. It's a wake-up call. The poet is reminding, what am I doing? The whole world has awakened. Should I continue to sleep? I sleep not, I slumber not. The thorn in my couch. I cannot sleep now. There is so much restlessness. There is a sense of divine discontent within me. How can I sleep? This is the spiritual anxiety. How can I sleep? I sleep not. The thorn in my couch. Each day a trumpet soundeth in my ear. Is it? It is as if some trumpet, some sound, some bell is ringing and re-ringing in my ear. Its echo in my heart. The sound is reverberating. I am continuously hearing that sound to wake up, to rise, to rekindle the fire. Time not to sleep. Time not to fall into laziness again. This is the time of spiritual urgency. I had read this poem when I was 16 years old. And I kept remembering this line all the time. I sleep not, I slumber not, the thorn in my coat, each day a trumpet soundeth in my ear, its echo in my heart, its echo in my heart. I cannot sleep. This is not the restlessness of a worldly person who is restless because of worldly cravings and worldly desires, and unfulfilled, lusty longings. A spiritual soul should remain restless. A spiritual effort maker remains restless. A truly spiritual sadhak remains restless. There is always a sense of divine discontent within, and it is needed, and it should be there, which is why such a soul continues to move forward. He is not satisfied with his present spiritual condition, and he wants to improve. The thorn in my coach is pricking all the time. The burden of psychological luggage, the waste, is always bothering him. He wants to unload. Each day a trumpet soundeth in my ear. He is restless because that sound is always there, always encompassing his existence. Its echo is always there, the echo in my heart. My heart is not at peace. It is restless. But this is divine restlessness. This is the awakening call. This is the rejection of everything which is at present, which is pulling the soul down. All the stupidities. I cannot sleep. The harvest is ready. It's a time to reap. I cannot pause. The dead have been awakened. Shall I sleep? The world is at war with tyrants. Shall I crouch? I cannot crouch. I cannot recede back with fear. The harvest is ripe, and shall I pause to reap? There are two types of restlessness. The one restlessness that arises because of worldly longings, because of materialism. And there is another restlessness that arises because of spiritual discontent. We enter into the 17th today? Or 17th? Freedom from inner noise. Our mind is like a lake. You keep on throwing pebbles or stones, there would be ripples all the time. If you want to see the reflection of the lake, should become rippleless, and desires are the ripples, longings are the ripples. These ripples lead to a sense of anxiety. Out of 3 points, the first is the conscious tempest. The tempest is within, the noise is within, the storm is raging within. The world is in noise, but that is the most important noise is the noise which is inside the mind. The mind is constantly noisy. The noise of cravings, the noise of desires, the noise of longings, the noise of expectations, jealousy, fear. Somebody watches some video for 1 hour. Now, that video has gone into the subconscious. Even if you sleep, the same thing keeps playing within you. It has created a ripple. It has created restlessness. People complain we can't meditate, we can't focus. We can't sleep properly. Why? Because there is a constant disturbance and noise coming from outside. It's keeping the mind active in a negative way, and the mind is stimulated all the time. So it cannot sleep. Unless and until all the external stimulations are removed, there is no peace. The turbulence is not outside, it is within. The very first task is to remove this turbulence. How do we handle cravings? How do we handle urges? How do we handle desires? If you suppress them, they become all the more powerful. If you fulfill them, they multiply. Suppression leads to psychological disorders, and fulfillment leads to repentance, guilt, emptiness. So if you see both sides, if you don't do that, you feel restless. If you do that, you repent. Now what is the way out? The way is to see them as witness. Watch them. They arise and they go. Watch their pattern. Watch the chemical trap, the dopamine trap. It arises. The chemical search, the waxing and waning, the rising and fall, the crescendo and decrescendo of desires. When you keep watching them from a distance, they lose their power. They become powerless. The next time, the first time when you watch, it is difficult. But next time when you will watch, it will be an easier task. Now they are no more that powerful. The third time when you watch them, the same desire, the same urge, the same longing, the same passion, the same feeling. The same feeling has risen. Now watch it. It starts becoming powerless. Cravings are powerful because of our attention. Attention is the food of all the cravings. The moment you stop giving attention, the moment you ignore them, they become powerless. The moment you name them, you give it a label, they disappear. The moment you interpret them, they lose their power. It is the interpretation of one's own mind. When you know this is a craving and how it has come because of the past memories. You see a clear cut, a crystal clear link. And it starts losing its power. It is said about Leo Tolstoy that he used to create the same dream every day for more than a year. The same dream. Otherwise, usually, dreams repeat. Maybe once in a month or twice in a month, the same dream. But here, in the life of this great man, the same dream kept repeating for more than a year. Every night, the same dream. And he would wake up perspiring, disturbed. And he could not figure out, what is this dream? What is its connotation? How to comprehend? This looks mysterious. He kept asking psychologists, dream interpreters, but they could not answer. And at last the answer came from one of his friends. His friend explained him, look, what is the dream? The dream was that he is walking through a desert. It's a vast desert. There is no end to this desert. This is a endless desert, a limitless desert. There is no tree, no human being, no bird, no lake, no water, nothing, no greenery. It is the vast Sahara. It's a vast desert. Everywhere only sand and sand and sand. And in that sand, he would see two pair of shoes walking. Only shoes. And they were his shoes. But there was no man inside that. In that. Wearing that shoes. So only shoes. Walking, He could not understand the meaning of this dream, the same dream, without any sense, pointless dream. He tried to understand it, but he couldn't. His wife, his friend explained him, this dream is nothing but the interpretation of your own life, because he was inside very much unhappy. His wife was the most difficult person to handle, extremely difficult. Her nature was diametrically opposite to Leo Tolstoy's nature. She was a tough woman, difficult to please, extremely fastidious, cringy, grumpy, very sensitive, at the same time disturbing, very difficult to name, but difficult person, and he was very unhappy at heart. This dream was the interpretation of his internal milieu, state of the mind. He is alone in the desert of life. There is no one with him. He is just seeing those two pair of shoes, that pair of shoes walking. And the moment he understood the meaning of this dream, the dream disappeared from that. The moment we understand our dreams, we understand ourselves. The moment we understand our longings and their origin, our fears, hidden fears, the private life, the mental clarity descends. The first is the subconscious turbulence, the tempest. Stop throwing pebbles and the lake becomes limpid again. Stop throwing stones of desires. The lake becomes ripple-less again. And when the lake is ripple-less, you can sleep nicely, you can focus, you can meditate. The three major issues of spiritual souls: I can't focus, I can't meditate, I can't sleep. How will you sleep when the mind is pestered by so many digital bugs, infested with mites of gossips, worldly conversations, worldly affairs? The second is the great simplification. Compared to impurity, purity is the simplest thing in the world. Just as when a person lies, he has to remember his lie. He has to create a story and repeat that same story again. He has to have a great memory to lie. Lies are not that simple. They are extremely complicated, intricate web. And you have to remember the entire story, because you have to tell the same lie to different people. And there is always a hidden fear. So just as in the case of lie, just as lies are difficult, so also impurity is also complicated. Purity is simple. Purity is the simplest thing in the world. You rejoice in purity. There is no dichotomy. There is no separation. There is no divisive politics. Outside, a person shows to be spiritual, disciplined, pure. Inside, he is a beast filled with animal desires, sensual cravings, desire for company, desire for entertainments, desire to do everything which a worldly person does do. And outside, now because of this chasm, the life is divided. Impurity leads to divisions. Purity leads to unison. Purity leads to synchrony. Impurity leads to disharmony. Purity is one straight single line. Impurity is divided, punctured line. So come to the great simplification. It's simple. And simplicity is joy. You are same, you have nothing to hide. The mind is clean and the phone is clean. The third is deepening of this void. You cannot force silence upon the mind. Silence should descend on its own accord. When the mind is pure, it feels, it wants, it loves to become silent. All the emotional and psychological luggage is dropped. You are light. The void is deep, but filled with spiritual silence. The worldly noise has disappeared. You move freely, unattached. And an unattached mind is the most powerful mind in this world. And when the mind is silent, you access the subconscious. It is a state of no mind. The mind is dropped. You enter the realm of spirit. Mind creates illusions, while the spirit has visions. And there is a difference between illusion, a dream, and vision. Vision is different. Illusion is different. Illusion belongs to the limited. Vision belongs to the whole, unlimited. Vision is different. Illusion is different. So you get rid of this illusory world and you enter vision. Illusion is, a dream is black and white. Vision is colorful. Same old pattern, the same old photographies. The silence is deep. And in that silence, you see things as they are. In and inside out. A man from UP wrote a letter to his son, who was in prison. The man wrote, My son, I am a poor old man. I want to grow potatoes in our farm, but I have no money. I have no people, no laborers. Alone, how will I do this? This is a letter written by the man to his son who was in jail. The son wrote back from jail, Father, don't do that. I have hidden weapons in our farms that will ruin me. Please don't touch that farm. The next day, all the policemen were in the farm. They dug up the entire field. But they couldn't find anything, no weapons. The son wrote back, from the jail, I could do only this much. Now you can start plugging. I cannot do more. Sitting in the jail, he invented a trick and helped his father without reaching that place. So purity gives you a vision. Purity gives you a clarity. Purity gives you a sharpening razor-like intelligence that cuts through the illusion. A sharp acumen. You analyze, you interpret, you understand, you comprehend things as they are. A mind who is lust conscious mind lust-influenced mind, lust-controlled mind is always muddy, is always unclear. You cannot see, you cannot think, because you are always thinking of that person or his body or her body. The mind is stuck in the body. The mind does not, even if it wants to come out of that relationship, it doesn't, because there are past memories. There is an emotional baggage. It is the cleansing of the mind. It is the cleanliness drive. It is about celebrating Diwali, because now darkness has gone. The dead have been awakened. Shall I sleep? Even the dead souls have awakened. Should I continue to sleep? The world is at war with tyrants. Shall I crouch? The tyranny is in the air. Should I sleep? Should I crouch? The harvest is ripe. Shall I pause? I slumber not. The thorn in my coach. Each day a trumpet soundeth in my ear, its echo in my heart.
प्रसीदतु मयि ब्रह्मचारिण्यनुत्तमा
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get nowhere when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehas, chideva lokash, chideva.